Welcome to America. Leave your culture at home. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last night's Senate measure making English the national language is a watershed moment. Multiculturalism is on the ropes, even for people who used to embrace it. I got a call from a guy who applied to work at a construction site, turned down because he couldn't communicate with the Spanish-speaking workers. Another woman worked at a grocery checkout. She was scolded by customers because they all spoke Spanish and she didn't. She finally quit. English-speaking Americans are becoming annoyed. We're becoming impatient. We're becoming like the French. You know what happens in France if you don't at least attempt to speak French? Nobri for you. They make sure you get the message. We are French. You are not. And now, Americans are ready to send the same message. Having a Chinatown was okay, a little Italy was fine, but notice there is no such thing as a little Mexico. Instead, our Hispanic neighborhoods have names like Los Angeles and San Antonio. And so the Senate last night, in addition to approving the fence, passed a Republican amendment making English the national language of the United States. It stopped short of making it the official language so that laws providing for bilingual education could remain. And then the Senate passed another amendment sponsored by Democrats which declares English to be the common unifying language of the United States, further specifying that multilingual services would not be diminished or expanded. And so the normally tolerant Senate has turned back multiculturalism by passing English emphasis legislation that is, in fact, incomprehensible. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.